Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Citrus growers in Louisiana have produced an excellent crop of sweet, delicious fruit this year. The citrus industry in Louisiana is known for growing some of the finest quality fruit in the nation, and it's readily available from local grocery stores, farmers markets, and roadside vendors. Citrus trees such as satsumas, oranges, and grapefruit are also popular for home fruit production. The best time to plant a citrus tree is in late February or March. This gives the trees an entire growing season to establish before their first winter in the ground, and that's a real great advantage. The possibility of freeze damage in winter must always be considered when growing citrus trees. A variety of factors determine how much freeze damage is done to a citrus tree when freezes occur. Different types of citrus trees, for instance, vary in their resistance to freeze injury. Arranged from the most freeze-tolerant to the least freeze-tolerant are kumquats at the most freeze-tolerant, then satsumas, sour oranges, sweet oranges, grapefruits, lemons, and finally limes are the least hardy of all the citrus. Older, well-established citrus trees are more likely to survive freezes than young, newly planted trees. Satsumas and kumquats don't need protection until the temperature drops below the mid-20s. So once it reaches the low 20s, that's a thought to think about protecting them. But even still, satsumas and kumquats generally survive without protection if temperatures don't go below 20 degrees. Now, other types of citrus, which are not as cold-hardy, are more likely to be severely damaged by temperatures in the low 20s. Temperatures in the teens will severely damage or kill virtually any citrus tree that isn't protected. One thing to keep in mind as well is not just how cold it gets. The more hours temperatures stay below freezing, the more likely extensive damage or death will occur. Whenever possible, plant citrus trees in protected areas of your landscape. The location should be sunny and well-drained. Southern exposures enclosed by hedges, fences, or buildings offer some protection from the north wind, but do make sure you plant the trees at least 6 to 8 feet away from structures or fences to give them room to spread. Once a tree grows large, there's really not much you can do to protect it besides wrapping the trunk with insulation. If you can keep the trunk alive through a freeze, the tree can be grown back from sprouts from the trunk. However, you can help reduce cold damage to larger trees and ensure their recovery by maintaining a healthy tree with a thick canopy of leaves. So make sure you do a good job of fertilizing in the spring and controlling pests during the summer. Protect small young trees by constructing a simple frame over each tree and encase them in 1 to 2 layers of plastic. The frame should hold the plastic off the foliage. If the next day is sunny and mild, do be sure to vent or remove the plastic to prevent excessive heat from building up underneath. Before a tree is covered, strings of small incandescent Christmas lights may be wrapped around the trunk and major branches for additional warmth. Do an internet search using LSU Ag Center Citrus Cold Protection and click on the link that comes up. For information on general care, use the search topic LSU Ag Center Home Citrus. The LSU Ag Center online gardening publications are a great source of locally appropriate information on home gardening. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.